A FedEx driver from Willow Springs has been indicted for allegedly stealing a puppy. According to reports, 32-year-old Joshua Reisner was indicted by a grand jury on charges of stealing an animal and stealing property valued at $750 or more after allegedly taking a Cane Corso puppy while on a delivery route. Reisner was arrested in March and then released that same day. He waived his formal arraignment and entered a not guilty plea on March 21st. His next court appearance is set for July the 7th. A man from Raymondville has been arrested on gun charges. 29-year-old Grant Lewis allegedly brandished a pistol while he was drunk. Lewis is charged with felony unlawful use of a weapon and felony unlawful use of a weapon while intoxicated. Lewis was charged on June 6th. His bond was set at $1,500. A man from Conway, Arkansas was arrested in Izzard County early Wednesday morning. 37-year-old Luke Rash was arrested on charges of criminal mischief, DWI, drinking in public, open container, failure to stop after an accident, and refusal to submit to a chemical test. His bond was set at $3,895. A man from Mountain Home was arrested Wednesday afternoon in Baxter County. 35-year-old Timothy Allen Clark was arrested on charges of theft of property, two counts of non-payment of fines, public intoxication, and probation violation. His bond was set at $6,250. A man from Donovan was injured in an accident south of Donovan Wednesday. The 79-year-old man suffered minor injuries when he drove off the road and overturned the truck he was driving. The accident happened on Route EE, 8 miles south of Donovan. The man was taken to Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center. Candy and sodas are coming off the menu for SNAP recipients in Arkansas, and rotisserie chicken are taking their place. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins officially approved a waiver to allow Arkansas to ban its SNAP recipients from using their benefits to purchase certain types of foods on Tuesday. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders made the waiver request to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which oversees the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, when Rollins visited Little Rock in April. The waiver will take effect July 1st of 2026. You'll find more on this story at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Scott Rehm was the guest speaker at the Theramamas Spring Rotary meeting on Wednesday and talked about the history of the Rotary Club.
Rotary Club was founded by Paul Harris in 1905. The name Rotary came from the early practice of rotating meetings among members' offices. First four members were Paul Harris, who was a lawyer, a coal merchant, a mining engineer, and a merchant tailor. Paul Harris was not the first president. He recommended Sylvester Shield to be president so he could remain behind the scenes and develop membership. The next five members were a cowboy, a desk clerk, a marble salesman, an actor, a merchant seaman, and a fruit picker. So they had some diverse membership there.
Rehm talked about the growth of the club.
Clubs were chartered from San Francisco to New York. During the first Rotary Convention in 1910, Daniel Cady of the Rotary Club of New York predicted that Rotary, which at that time had 16 clubs, would reach 1,000 clubs within 80 years. Now, they exceeded the goal much sooner. The 1,000th Rotary Club was added in 1921, only 11 years after his speech.
You can hear all of Rehm's talk at the Rotary at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Thanks to a partnership between the Mammoth Spring School District, NEXT powered by North Arkansas Electric Co-op, and the Mammoth Spring Thayer Ministerial Alliance, all school supplies except for backpacks for the 2025-26 school year will be provided to students at no cost to their families. Supplies will be delivered directly to classrooms across campus, so students will have what they need to learn on day one.